Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Hello everyone, welcome to 2023, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, welcome to Saturday Draft Live. I'm your host today, Jack Graham, and we're back from our winter break. The SDL boys have had a lovely Christmas holiday. We've chilled, relaxed, had a good time, we've watched some wrestling, we've watched a shitstorm of what's happened for the past couple of days of wrestling, but I'm sure you'll find out more about that in our next episode of Central, which you'll find on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, all our podcast episodes of Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. You can find them all over the place. We've got our website, suplexretweet.com. We've got our Facebook page, we've got a community page, YouTube page, we've got our Twitter page spell, @_suplexretweet. We're all over the place. So stick with us for 2023. We've got some amazing content coming your way this year, and we really hope you can enjoy it. But for now, we're here to talk about draft. We want to talk about what's changed over the winter break, because we've not had an episode or any updates, and that is what I am here to bring with you alongside my co-host for today, Dave. Dave, how are we doing?
Yo, happy new year.
Happy new year indeed, my man. Have you had a good winter break?
Yeah, it was mostly just in hibernation. It was best way to spend it, you know, is with PS5 and a bottle of wine, and you know what, that's all you need, really.
Obviously, unfortunately, I'll be back to work on Monday, so I'll enjoy the last wee bit of the holiday I can. We'll start that by talking about SDL. Now, usually, we do a kind of top three of the week. I think it's still actually the top three of the week. I don't think it's we'll talk about that later on, about the points gathered over the couple of weeks period. But for during the top three of the week, in third place is Sami Zayn. He's got 16 points this week. Obviously, he was on Raw. He's many appearances. I believe he got a win in Raw as well when he was all over the place in SmackDown last night too. It's a valuable commodity that Andy Mitchell was able to get.
Yeah, Andy Mitchell's not had much luck in these past drafts, but picking Sami Zayn first round, I was a little hesitant about that selection first, but you know what? It's proved to be a barnstormer of a pick, because, you know, Andy's sitting at the top of the table as a result. Sami Zayn's contributing most of the points, and he has 60 points overall, Sami Zayn, currently second in the top 10 of the season with the captaincy applied. So it's a massive, massive difference maker. Sami Zayn's, been the sort of main talking point of this season so far.
I definitely, especially he's the highest scoring singles pick. We'll talk about the highest scorer in a wee bit when we talk about the points that they've got this week alone, which is quite frightening to think about. But we'll go second place as none other than the Acclaimed. They defended the belts on Wednesday in Dynamite against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, and they defended them again successfully at Battle of the Belts last night against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. The Acclaimed have managed to gather 17 points. So we've seen it's the difference of how folk are being presented here, Dave, and AEW to WWE. Sami Zayn not got a title, not defending, still a captain, 16 points. The Acclaimed have had two title defences and only 1 point more. It shows the value in the correct story that some folk can have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, appearances and wins alone with the captaincy applied, is a huge deal. I mean, the acclaimed, I think if they had the captaincy on them, I reckon they would be skyrocketing up the table. But that's not to say they haven't done well, because with those 17 points this week, they've now broken into the top 10 of the season, currently sitting fourth with 30 points overall, which is arguably the best they've been performing, even though they're still fairly new to the draft as a whole. But they're massively over with the audience with the whole Scissor Me gimmick and stuff. But it's one of those teams that I reckon, as long as AEW puts the time and investment in them, I reckon they could be big scorers for future seasons to come. And it's kept Scott McLeod's draft hopes alive with the chances of a third win for him.
Who's Scott's captain right now?
I can't remember off the top of my head. It's been that. It might be. Let me double check.
No, I as the acclaimed.
My mistake.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, it's. Aye, so two attempted defenses, and there's 1 point difference between them and Sami Zayn. Obviously, the appearances is racking up a lot there for Andy, so that's helping it a lot. But the not surprised who we've got for our number one of the week, Dave, the Usos and 25 points. They had a title defense on Friday. They have one on Monday as well.
Yeah, but I can't remember who against, though. They beat Drew and Sheamus this past week, who are now going as the Banger Bros.
Who did they beat on Monday? God, I cannot remember. I'm absolutely certain they had a title match on Monday. But either way, they've got 25 points overall, 72 points for the season, 12 points ahead of the highest of the Sami Zayn in second place in the overall. It's quite mad.
Mm-hmm. And the first overall pick of the draft this season as well by Ross McLeod. And it's that reason alone that's kept him in the top spot. It was a no-brainer picking the Usos first. You know, they've been regularly competing more than any other member of the Bloodline has. Appearance points, I suppose they could get by association, but Sami Zayn leads the front with appearance points. But it's those two title defenses and the captaincy applied that's making all the difference to Ross's campaign for a second win. I don't want to jump the gun here, but we're 3 weeks, give or take, away from the Royal Rumble. Could we potentially see a draft winner drafting from the number one spot?
It could happen. This could be the time. They didn't have two title defenses this week. They won the six man, the Sami Zayn on Monday.
That was it. Yeah, they won the title match. Yeah, they beat Kevin Owens and the Street Profits.
They had the title match. They have one last week before. I don't know. They've had one over the winter holidays anyway.
Yeah, that was against Hit Row.
I was getting confused. But either way, is the captaincy proven good there for Ross, and obviously appearing all the time as well. You're getting 2 points for the appearances. It's helping a lot. We'll see how that's kind of reflecting in the table right now. Gary Kernahan, Team Vistra, sitting pretty and 31 points at the bottom of the table. And Dave, you're just ahead of him. You're 19 points ahead of him in the place above, with the West End Country Club at 50 points. We've got Team Goat, David Campbell, on 57 points. Grant McRobbie with Paul Finaki in 65 points, with Brian DeWeese, the defending champion at Party Time with Regulus Danson, 67. Then there's quite a bit of a jump to Stephen Wilson, Papa Tripp loves a steak bake, on 86 points. He's tied with Scott, with Scissor Me Daddy drafting, 86 points. Then we've got myself, the three times Kings of Drafting, and 87 points. Andy Mitchell, Ryan's Wardrobe, with 92 points. And then a whopping 16 points ahead of Andy Mitchell is none other than Ross McLeod with Hey Diddle Riddle on 108 points. And I think if we just kind of take a quick look at Ross's team, Usos, Bron Breakker, Mandy Rose, Matt Riddle, Bray Wyatt, and Nikki Cross. This is eerily similar to what happened with Ross and his first win in the draft, with the Big E powering through and being that workhorse for his team and getting all the 8 points. The Usos are doing the same this time round for him.
The juggernaut format, you know, it's not a new strategy. You know, we've seen it past seasons with individual members of Damage Control being drafted, and I think this is the same this time around. Not just Ross with the Usos, but you could argue Andy Mitchell with Sami Zayn is also a bit of a juggernaut season. Maybe not to the extent, you know, Ross is, because he's currently operating with one person less given that Mandy Rose, actually, no, you could technically be two people less because Mandy Rose has obviously been let go. Matt Riddle's obviously been written off with a quote-unquote injury. Bray Wyatt has only been making appearances. He's only had dark matches. And Nikki Cross has been reduced to WWE main event, which we don't count as points, unfortunately. So it's crazy to think, you know, a draft performer who is two people down and one of his active performers is currently on zero is winning by quite a margin. That's baffling.
It's bad, but you know, when you get that pick, when you get that right pick that's just going to dominate, and you know they're going to dominate, it's just proven dividends. It's exactly what it is. It's quite mad not to think, but we could have a two-time winner in Ross this season, depending how the results go. But Dave,
I wouldn't count Andy Mitchell out just yet, because remember he has Cody Rhodes in his team. He's got Kevin Owens in the title match. That might end up costing him, but. I guess it all really falls down to where the Lucha Bros, Death Triangle, and the Elite series ends, because they've got that ladder match coming up on Dynamite, and that settles the best of seven.
As we know this season, it's always settled on Royal Rumble Day. Anything can happen if you're in about it, so we'll wait and see. But it is looking pretty good for Ross right now if the momentum can keep going. But it's time, Dave, to take a mosey on down Listener League Wayne. And it's time to see how they're getting on and go on a break.
Very well. Okay. So, top five of the Listeners League for this week. Number five, we have Elliot Cantor with Macho Menches. I think that's how you pronounce it. Oh, I don't know. He gives us a difficult team name to pronounce. Fourth place, Stuart with It Wasn't Conrad's Fault on 129 points. Third place, we have Mike Nunn, the Sports Entertainers, on 134. Solid returning performance from Mike Nunn, and hopefully say to the other pairs they don't want Nunn. Second place, Listeners League original, Tom Brock with the World Cup winners 2022. But ironic, given that he's Dutch and the winners were Argentinian, but he's on 149 points. And top of the table, yet again, the big scorer this week, Anthony Reynolds with top half dreaming with 164 points, more like top position dreaming at the minute. Anthony Reynolds himself scoring 47 points this week, largely down to his captains being the Usos with the aforementioned title defenses this past week. The rest of his team, he's got Bayley as part of damage control, he's got Kevin Owens, he's got Orange Cassidy and Jade Cargill, both who retained their respective titles at Battle of the Belts. And rounding off his team, we have Santos Escobar, who picked up a win over Kofi Kingston this week. So it's been a very, very good week for Anthony in terms of title points, especially when one of them was his captain. But the top three scorers are currently in the top five of the leaderboard this week. So it's definitely a consistent pattern that we're seeing here. But the one exception being Michael Cloutier, who scored 31 points this week and is just shy of the top five, who's just 1 point behind Elliot.
Oh, happening down Listener League Lane. It's all kicking off, but then they'll have a dramatic conclusion, I'm sure, as well, to how we do it.
Much like the main league, it's a two horse race at the minute. You know, the main league it's between Ross and Andy, and in the Listeners League it's between Anthony and Tom.
Well, me, Scott and Stephen are 87 and 86 points. We're only 5 points behind Andy. That's a bit that's a bit harsh, I would say. I'd say we're nearly there. I wouldn't call it just a two-horse race, but it has been the Christmas break, as we all know, and usually during this time you usually have a pay-per-view with a lot of points happening and whatnot, but we found this time round under the Triple H regime there's been no pay-per-view round about this time. There has been one less Raw because one was pre-recorded, and there's the best moments of 2022. It's not the potential for points. There definitely could have been more, but as we know, a lot of folk have caught points over this 3 week break, Dave. And I'll highlight some of the table we've got here. So Kevin Owens picked up 11 points, Roman Reigns picked up 12, Damage Control picked up 13. Definitely not having the season they've had before, Dave, then, have they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely much more low key this time around. I think probably because the captaincy's not applied to them this time around, because they're on Grant's team at the minute, and I think he has the captaincy on Moxley, I want to say.
I think so.
Oh, no, no. I stand corrected. Damage Control are his captains.
Oh. So there you go. That just shows. It's just that the shorter season's not helping them, whereas when they first introduced, they're all over the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty mad. Obviously, my captain, Austin Theory, on got 15 points for this 3-week break. Bianca Belair got 15 points as well. Jade Cargo got 17. The Acclaim got 19. Then our top three is pretty interesting, Dave, when it's when we discuss who it's going to be. So Solo Sikoa got 20 points, appearances and some street fight wins. 20 points, I think, is a good score to get over this winter break here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there's a big, huge jump.
Yep, some runaway scorers here.
Points. Appearances between them in matches, unreal for Sami Zayn and the Usos, who got 53 points. So obviously the two caps and the two runaways have got a mad amount of points here. But It's interesting, the top three are all Bloodline related. It just shows how pivotal you get a Bloodline person in your team. You're for the now anyway, it seems you're guaranteed to be going to be getting a good set of points.
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't matter who you pick from the Bloodline, but I think there definitely is an order in which they should be prioritized. Ross was right in there with the Usos straight away as the first round pick. And the proof's right there, you know, regular title defenses, regular appearances, and consistent winning is what's keeping the Usos at the top of the table. Sami Zayn as well, we can't ignore how well he's done, not just this season, but previous season, where he was a fifth round pick in Ryan Dalglish's team, and he helped him secure the win, especially when he had an absent tag team with Banks and Naomi. It just goes to show how valuable a Bloodline member is to have on your team, even despite the fact that Solo Sikoa is scoring less than half of what Sami Zayn scored over the Christmas break. It's still a strong scorer over a 3-week period.
Absolutely. If we look at the top three of the week points, so Andy Mitchell got 62 points overall during this kind of 3-week period. Ross got 59 and I got 51. So that's kind of your proof in the pudding type thing there of where the two main Bloodline folk or your points getters are, as are pretty much a 10-point gap between me and Ross and Andy there. That's the Bloodline difference. The Bloodline difference is what's keeping them at the top of the table right now, you'd say.
Yeah, definitely. But what's interesting is that even though the Usos are top scoring, Ross has actually had the second most points. It's actually Andy with Sami Zayn that scored overall, but he scored 62 points overall. 42 of those were Sami Zayn. And I think this is where the juggernaut season again falls with Ross's team, whereas Andy, he does technically, I'd say, have a juggernaut team with Sami Zayn at the helm, but his team is a lot more balanced in terms of how they've been scoring points. So if we look at Andy, like I said, you know, he has Cody Rhodes, who he's been banking on to win the Royal Rumble, which I think is a pretty safe bet. He's got the Lucha Bros as part of Death Triangle, who have been heavily featured in the Best of Seven series. And then to wrap up his team, he has Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, two very prominent female superstars on SmackDown, who may not have been picking up a lot of wins lately, but at least they're showing up. So definitely ideal for the last two round picks. So I'd say Andy definitely is in a solid position, just as long as his lower tier teams can actually score the win. Particularly, I think what the difference will be is if Death Triangle win the Best of Seven and the Trios Championships as a result. But that's kind of why I picked the Young Bucks. I think the Elite's more favoured to win that series.
Just so we discussed our winter, right? We discussed the importance of the Bloodline to a team this season. So we've got the Royal Rumble coming up. There's been a couple of matches confirmed. We've got Bray Wyatt against LA Knight. That's a guaranteed win for Ross, which we'll see him fly up even further on the pay-per-view there. We do have Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. I'm not sure who has who in that if Kevin Owens has been picked.
Kevin Owens is in Andy's team,
Mitchell. That's unfortunate. And who does anyone have Reigns?
Yeah, Stephen does.
Stephen say, well, that's that.
Actually, funnily enough, Stephen has Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, so two Bloodline members for Stephen there. Although he's currently he also has a zero performer in the form of Asuka.
It's an interesting one, that, because that will help close the gap too. But obviously, Andy Mitchell does have that Cody Rhodes factor. He could just switch the cap and stay onto him, and we know what could happen with that if he does.
I bet if Ross is listening right now, he'll be screaming at his phone saying, "Don't give Andy any ideas."
Well, it just is. As what it is, you know. Yeah, we can't help. I'm sure that's something he would do anyway. But I mean, we never know. David Campbell has Rhea Ripley. She could go an absolute tear and get eight eliminations and win. You know.
Yeah, that is true. Although Goat's kind of in the same position as Ross. He's kind of hobbling a little bit with Seth Rollins and AJ Styles allegedly both out with injuries. So. And the rest of his team isn't really anything to howl about. The Viking Raiders haven't really gathered as much steam. Shayna Baszler is just sort of there, and Baron Corbin's been just sort of turns up when he feels like it, I guess.
it's a weird old time. We've only got three SDLs left.
Three, yeah.
It's until the end of the season.
Rumble's 3 weeks on Sunday, yeah.
So we'll be counting down towards that, and we'll be bringing in the scores. But I think for that, I think that'll be this episode over. I think we've kind of gone over everything. So cheers for joining us this week, Dave. I'm glad you had a good winter break, and hopefully your fortunes change in the draft this season.
I think with 3 weeks left, it might be a bit of a stretch, but at least I can say I've got a couple of scorers over 15 points. So that's I'll take that as a bit of a saving grace.
Well, there we go. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking everything about the draft, the scores, and we're going to throw a rumble. So tune in for that. Tune in to our shows that will be coming out in the next week as well. So Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, we're on it. So check us out. And yeah, we'll see you next time. I've been Jack Graham. See you later on.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Scott McLeod.
And I'm Grant McRobbie.
We are the host of the monthly show on Eat the Suplex Retreat, East Meets West,
where we'll bring you all the latest happenings, reviews and big events from New Japan and the land of the Far East.
You can remember to check that out on the Eat Sleep Suplex Retreat podcast feed on all good Android podcasting sites like Anchor, Spotify or iTunes now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.